The Israeli cabinet changed course in Gaza in highly dramatic fashion this week. It decided to expand military operations again and put in place a new plan to distribute aid to Gaza's people at a time when the shortage of food is at a critical point, with Israel accused by some of a policy of starvation through its complete blockade of the Strip for the past 2 months, the longest since the Hamas invasion of October 2023. There has been no food or medicine getting through. Electricity supplies have been cut off. Food prices have rocketed, with some items costing at least 700% more than before the war, says the World Food Programme. A sack of flour that used to cost 50 shekels, or 12 euro, now costs nearly 300 euro. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin said the blockade clearly constitutes a war crime. The hard right in the Israeli government sees a path to a permanent reoccupation, corralling Gazans around new aid hubs. Its finance minister, Bezalel Smotrich, said that in 6 months' time, Gaza would be totally destroyed. Palestinians would be despairing, understanding that there is no hope and nothing to look for in Gaza, and will be looking for relocation to begin a new life in other places. President Trump, the only person seen as having any influence with Israel, is due to visit the region next week. Well, the Palestinian ambassador to Ireland is Jilan Wahaba Abdel-Majid, and she joins us this morning. Ambassador, you're very welcome. Good morning to you.
Thank you, Andre. Thank you. Good morning to you and all the people in Ireland.
Those words from Mr. Smotrich on what more horrors await Gazans potentially, what do you think hearing them?
You know, I mean, we've been heard this and even witnessed this colonization for more than 50 years now. And for all these years, I see only Palestinians still believe that this is their homeland and no force on earth will uproot them. This is the only thing that I believe and all my people believe in. So the Israelis going and coming from government to government, saying, threatening, and the only facts that I see is that the Palestinians are still there. We still have 2 million Palestinians, even though with the brutality of this onslaught against the Palestinians, still the people wanted to stay there because home is home. This is what I understand. This is what I grew up all these years, and many of my people in Gaza, in the West Bank, including East Jerusalem, believe this. This is Palestine. This is belong to the Palestinians. This is our home, and no one on earth will uproot us from theirs. Let them say whatever they say. The fact is that the Palestinians are still in Palestine.
They say what they say, but they're also carrying out the actions. They're escalating the war. They're talking about permanent reoccupation, destroying Gaza in totality, with apparent silence from the White House.
This is the story. This is here what we need to see really and see the facts. How is the international community left Israel for the past 19 months to destroy, to bombard, to kill Palestinians? And now I don't want just to talk about babies and women. I talk about the whole Palestinians who live in Gaza. This brutality brought the situation into catastrophic. It's apocalyptic catastrophe in Gaza. And the whole world is not saying anything, is not doing anything. The only things that we see is statements. However, I mean, Ireland yesterday by the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste saying that this is it's a war crimes, and this is the first and the only country in the world and in Europe to say such a say, it's a war crime. They name it as it should be, and I hope that more countries in the European Union, in the international community, in the UN, Israel is breaching the UN Charter and the international law, and no one's saying anything. And that's why Israel will continue to bombard and kill and to go ahead with their plans. And we realized after like 19 months that Israel want to kill all the Palestinians. And the rest who's still alive, they don't want them there, and they want Gaza empty with flattened, land for them. The thing that I still believe that the people in Gaza, even with all these statistics and research, saying that the Palestinians are still there because home is the only thing that they have in this life. Home is home, and it's war for them more than all this brutality. there is a responsibility for the international community, and they must stop Israel from continue and held Israel accountable for this breach and violation of international law. It's their role.
The humanitarian situation, though, is dire. Food is running out. We hear that farmland in the south, agricultural land, is under Israeli occupation. 78% of greenhouses destroyed. 72% of the fishing fleet destroyed. Grocery shops, bakeries, distribution warehouses are all empty. What can you tell us about what you're hearing directly from people there?
I mean, let me just say that this is, I mean, using starvation or weaponized food, it's a war crime. And for the international community to see and keep this to continue as well, this is obligation for them to stop this. I heard from the people there that it's not easy to live. It's not easy to find food. It's not easy. I mean, even if there is, like, you know, food, it's very expensive, as you were saying. I mean, it's 7 or 10 times the prices, but it's not anyone can have this. Maybe like 1% of the population there can afford it if there is. The problem is that the majority of the Palestinian people who were displaced many times and, like, you know, face all this bombardment and killing and destruction, they don't find enough food. And with the past couple of months, Israel prevent the aid, the situation is really getting like to a catastrophe, because even the kitchens, the aid kitchens that used to bring the food, they said that their stores now almost empty. So there, I mean, we ourselves, the Palestinian, cannot do it by ourselves. We need the help of the international community. There must be a say over this violation of Israel there. And what we see as well, yes, I mean, President Trump said that there will be something when I come to the Middle East. But every time we hear this, and we find that the Israelis are breaking all these promises. So there is something that makes us feel, what's going on? Where is the right and where is the wrong? We know what is the right. We know that we have a right. We have the right to be free, to have our own Palestine free from the occupation and colonization. But what's the word? There is obligations and there is responsibilities for the whole world to support this, because we're not living alone in this world.
You will know they blame Hamas for everything. They say they want to eradicate Hamas. If this becomes an insurgency, this could go on for years.
Listen, I mean, I don't see Hamas. I only see my people. I see the people who don't belong to any party. At the war time, everybody think of survival. The thing that if the world will continue to say Hamas, 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 what I see for the past 19 months is Israel violating and protecting, bombardment and killing and destruction and displace the Palestinians. This is what I see. I don't see any other thing except the suffering of the Palestinians and the continuation of this genocide and onslaught against the Palestinian people. There must be a saying of the international community. This is what I see. This is what I believe in. And we need the help of the Irish people, the European Union and the international community to stop Israel. This is enough.
Thank you very much indeed. The Palestinian ambassador to Ireland, Gilan Wahaba Abdel Majid. It's 8:21.